Well, good morning. As you can tell, I'm not there. I'm here in Myrtle Beach, my happy place, the place that Michael and I go when I want to rejuvenate. So today, so I could be with you, I thought we would record this message. I hope that as we are there in spirit with you, that you will be here in spirit with us. May God bless you on this wonderful, beautiful day. We'd only been married for a couple of months. But over the 16 years that I had known Michael, he had told me many stories about his rather adventurous years growing up in California. Now that we were married, he wanted me to go there. He wanted to show me the places he had been and the people that he knew, especially his family. As an added bonus, he promised me that we could spend an entire day at the ocean. Now, the one thing I never understood about my husband is how he could possibly grow up that close to an ocean and hate everything water. Swimming, boating, skiing, and in his case, surfboarding. Oh, but he hated water. So I knew that by telling me I could spend an entire day at the ocean, it was a real sacrifice on his part. But to tell you the truth, he shouldn't have. He really, really shouldn't have. I had no sooner stepped out of the car that my breath was literally taken away. "What on earth is that smell?" I asked him. He looked at me and said, "It's the ocean." To which I replied, "It stinks." And he said, "Oceans stink." I told him, "Real oceans don't stink." You see, I had grown up going east to the Pacific. My uncle lived there, and we would spend time in my childhood walking up and down the beaches, and no ocean ever stunk. He informed me that all oceans stink. And so the bantering was on. Whenever I wanted to have a conversation and he was being quiet, I would mention the ocean. And he would get started. He insisted that oceans stink. Well, he wasn't exactly pleased when I told him that I had scheduled an entire week's vacation so we could go to Myrtle Beach. I said, "Guess what? We'll only be a mile from the ocean. We can go there every day." If looks could kill, I'd be dead. But to this day, Michael would have to tell you that that was probably one of the most perfect vacations we ever had, except for one small fact. A hurricane changed its course, and suddenly it was headed right towards Myrtle Beach. We were told that if it didn't dissipate, that they would eventually have to issue a mandatory evacuation, and it would occur one day before we were supposed to leave. I wanted to take one more walk down the beach. He didn't think it was the smartest thing to do, but he knew how important it was to me. And so, despite the fact that the tide was going to come in several hours early and the wind was beginning to pick up, he agreed that we could go as long as we left immediately and we didn't spend more than a half hour there. Now, you have to remember, Michael hated everything water. And so when we walked the beach, I was always the one closest to the ocean. He was more than content to stay as far away as he could. But this particular evening, I got totally lost in my thoughts. The sky was beautiful and the sound of the waves hitting the sand. The problem was I didn't realize that at some point Michael had walked around me. He was on the outside, closest to the ocean, and he was quietly and gently pushing me up the beach. And suddenly, I heard him yell, "Watch out!" And I felt him lean up against me and put his arms around me, and about that time, this huge wave washed over us. He held on to me as tight as he could, because if he had let go, I would have been gone. You know, when I read the story of Peter, I begin to understand what it was he went through that night. To have a wave wash over you like that, to not be able to breathe, to only see the darkness, to know that one move and you're gone. Now, there's people who debate as to why Peter got out of the boat. Because you see, he really didn't have to. Jesus had already told him that he was coming. They had seen him. They cried out. He said, "It's I. I'm coming to you." But Peter, Peter had to do the one thing he wasn't good at. Waiting. And so, in place of waiting for Jesus to come to him, he decided he wanted to go to Jesus. And the moment he stepped out of the boat, the waves came and he began to sink. And there was that horrible, horrible feeling of not being able to breathe, of not being able to feel your feet. Of only being able to feel the waves. The disciples that were in the boat, they no doubt heard him screaming. And they looked on in horror as he began to sink. But Jesus was there. And he reached out and he grabbed him. Now, why he got out of the boat is a mystery. But the truth is that sometimes the storms so surround us, we have to step out in the middle of them. There's no other thing we can do. Maybe we have lost our job. And we're worried about how we're going to feed our family. It could be that we have a child who is making all the wrong decisions and we're worried. We don't know where it's going to stop. We're worried about their future. And then there's always the possibility that the news wasn't what we expected. The diagnosis is wrong. And then there's those horrible, horrible words. "I'm sorry. We did everything possible." In moments like that, we have to step out into the storm. And we feel as though the ground around us is sinking, that the waves are going to wash over us and we're never, ever going to get out alive. But in those moments, what we have to remember is that Christ is there, ready to reach out, ready to take a hold of us, ready to guide us back safely to the boat. That night, when Peter stepped out of the boat, when he began to sink, Jesus was there. He was there, ready to take a hold of him, ready to guide him back into safety. All we have to do is have the faith to know that we are never beyond his grasp. The day on the beach, when Michael took a hold of me, Jesus was there. And for the first time in my life, I really understood. It's not the storm we need to fear. The only thing we need to fear is being alone. And that fear will never, ever be real as long as Christ is there to take a hold. To God be the glory. Amen.